Welcome to the deep dive. Look, we know you want to get straight to the important stuff, really understand things without getting bogged down, all right?
Exactly. And today we're sort of peeling back the layers on a set of digital files, configuration files mostly.
Yeah, configuration files. We've got, let's see, some XML files, looks like a couple of manifests, an image file, a thumbnail, and some MIME type info too.
That's the collection.
Okay.
So our goal, our mission for this deep dive is to figure out what these files do, you know, their basic structure and what story they tell together.
Okay, let's jump in. First up, manifest.rdf. Now, manifest usually means like a list, right? But the RDF part, that often signals metadata, doesn't it?
Spot on. RDF usually points to metadata. So think of manifest.rdf as maybe a smart table of contents. It probably lists the other files.
But with extra info about them?
Precisely, like maybe version numbers or a hint about what each file is generally for. It's describing the package contents.
Okay. Then there's meta.xml and settings.xml. Those names sound pretty straightforward. Application settings, maybe?
Almost certainly, meta.xml might be for broader application info, while settings.xml, yeah, that sounds like user preferences, stuff you can customize.
And they're both XML, which means structured data using tags.
Yeah.
Why XML for this kind of thing? Is it just common?
Well, it's very common. XML is great because it's readable by humans. You or I could open it and get a sense of it, but it's also strictly structured, so software can parse it reliably. That's key for configuration.
Right, makes sense. Now, this is where it gets visually interesting, I think. All these folders, tool panel, accelerator floater, status bar, toolbar, progress bar, menu bar, pop-up menu.
Yeah, and images, bitmaps too.
That just screens user interface, doesn't it? Like different parts of what you'd see on a screen.
It absolutely does. It strongly suggests this whole collection is defining the look and perhaps some behavior of a software application's UI.
Like a blueprint for the visual bits.
Exactly. And notice how granular it is. Separate folders for the toolbar, the menu bar.
Yeah.
It suggests a modular approach, meaning instead of one giant settings file, if you need to change how the toolbar works, you probably just look in the toolbar folder's configuration. It makes things much cleaner to manage, to update, to debug.
Ah, I see. And inside most of these folders, like tool panel and toolbar, I see more XML files. So each piece has its own little instruction manual.
That's likely it. Specific configurations for each specific UI component. Keeps things organized.
And that images bitmaps folder, it has thumbnail.png, just a preview image.
Yeah, probably a visual identifier.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have multiple configuration sets, the thumbnail helps you pick the right one. Little preview icon.
Okay. We also saw meta on nfmanifest.xml. Hold on, another manifest file. How's this different from the manifest.rdf we started with?
Good question. It's likely about scope. The manifest.rdf seemed to describe the contents of this specific UI configuration set, right? This meta-nf-manifest.xml. Well, meta-nf is often used in packaged archives like JAR or ODT files. This manifest probably describes the entire package itself.
Ah, like a label on the outside of the box versus the list inside.
Exactly. It might contain info about the whole package version, or maybe dependencies, stuff needed for the whole set of configurations to work. It's a common standard in packaging formats.
Got it. Okay, nearly there. We have content.xml and styles.xml. This feels familiar, like separating the what from the how.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
Content.xml likely holds the actual data, the substance, maybe the structure of whatever this application deals with.
And styles.xml dictates the presentation, fonts, colors, layout.
Precisely. It controls the visual appearance of the stuff defined in content.xml. And it's interesting, you might notice, content.xml is often significantly larger than many other XML files here.
Suggesting it holds the bulk of the actual stuff,
Yeah,
the data.
it often does, yeah. Suggests there's potentially a fair bit of underlying information being structured in there.
So let's recap. We've basically unpacked a system. There are manifests acting like indexes or labels at different levels. .xml file setting up the application itself and all its visual UI components in detail.
Very modularly, yeah.
A thumbnail for a preview, and then these core files separating the actual content from how it looks.
You've got it. This deep dive really reveals a well-structured, quite organized way to define software configuration, appearance, and maybe even some core content. Each piece has its job.
So the takeaway for you listening, next time you're using some software, or maybe pause and think, how are its settings organized? Could it be something like this under the hood?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are there common patterns like the separation of concerns, UI, settings, content, style across lots of different applications you use every day? Something to think about.